98.5 The Sports Hub. We are Toucher and Rich. Troy Brown is having a football town hall this Thursday night at Bar Louie at Patriots Place with Narragansett Beer. They'll be with Mike Reese, and they'll have copies of their book, Patriot Pride. That's at 6:30 this Thursday at Bar Louie at Patriot Place.
By the way, hashtag doo-doo man is now trending in Boston. Next year is those stories. People are saying, I'm laughing, but I'm also realizing I'm not going to finish my breakfast. Well, I've just heard Troy speak about Izzo.
If you take a dump in your pants, and you're playing a professional football game, and people are realizing it, that is the situation.
All right, real quick, I do want to ask you this before we take the calls. This is because no one can figure it out.
Well, this is what the call is.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Okay.
So
then we'll give the grace to the caller here.
So, Patrick, go ahead.
All right. So, what is the only thing that would tarnish Belichick and Brady's legacy?
Well, that's what the question that was on
All right. What did you make of Patricia not playing Butler?
Or Belichick.
Not playing Butler in the Super Bowl.
What do you know? What explanation is there? What have you heard?
I know just about as much as everybody else knows. So, I mean, I thought it was pretty weird, pretty strange that he didn't get he wasn't in the game, not in the first half, but the entire game didn't get one snap of defense. So, I thought that was pretty strange. So, and I thought it was, as much as I love the team and Belichick and those guys over there, and thought they had to fight their butts off to get to the point that they were with that team, you know, I thought that was a mistake.
What did you think of Dante Hightower?
I didn't agree with that move whatsoever.
Yeah, it's crazy. Yeah, and then you had guys in the team like Dante Hightower liking the I think it was Brandon Browner's tweet that was critical of Bill Belichick and saying that, you know, he should have played him. What do you think about that? Because now you publicly have somebody endorsing a statement against Bill Belichick, and you're still a member of the team.
Yeah, I think it's just, I think players kind of indirectly, you know, disagreeing with him, you know.
Yeah.
I don't think Bill has a problem. I think if he would, especially if you go directly to him and if you disagree with him, I think he respects that more than anything else. I just think, yeah, you got current players that are liking other guys' tweets. They're not liking them because they don't agree with them. They're liking them because they do agree with what's being said there. You know, for whatever reason, they decided to do that. I think guys probably felt strongly about that decision and felt like, you know, we know Malcolm. Malcolm probably could have helped in the situation. We know how he prepares for games and how he competes. And so that's probably how they were feeling, and decided to go on and not put it on Twitter themselves.
Right, just waiting for someone else to do it.
Hit that heart button on there, you know. And somebody, I hit it by mistake when I was scrolling through.
And then I commented by mistake.
My
fingers just typed some stuff in there. Like,
okay.
Yeah.
All right, Chris, go ahead. You're on with Troy Brown.
Hey, Troy.
Yes, sir.
I wanted to know what it was like to play with Wiggy and if you ever had a chicken parm sandwich with him.
You know what the funny thing is, man? I first met Wiggy when I was going back to Marshall to work out when I was up here playing. And he had signed with the Thunder and the Herd back in Huntington, West Virginia, man. And I first met Wiggy. And he hadn't changed one bit, man, from the time I met him to the time to now. Wiggy can talk. So, I mean, from the time he was at Marshall, he was the best thing ever.
Well, see, he can't talk very well. They're jealous because they hate us.
Jealous.
In the big speech he did,
that was a big problem.
He couldn't pronounce his words properly. The whole phrase wrong.
Did you know he's from East Boston?
Have you heard that?
Yeah, East Boston, yeah.
Has he informed you of that a thousand times?
Yeah, he had some jackets and stuff made when he was playing, too, like East Boston's finest. stuff. He had the big bombers and stuff. You know, East Boston's finest on it, and Wiggy this and Wiggy that. So he's a classic, man. He's a good dude, man. Good heart.
Yeah, he's a nice guy.
Yeah,
good heart, but his brain.
He's a piece of work. But he's in West Virginia talking that crazy talk too, man. Like, oh man, I'm Wiggy, man. And we see East Boston's finest. You know, I mean, I can do everything. I'm the Jerry Rice of tight ends. And
no, you're not. You're absolutely not that.
You're like 250 pounds in your upper body and about 30 pounds in your lower body. Your legs are like sticks, man. You know, just.
He skipped leg day.
Yeah, but he was a pretty good player though, man. I like Wiggy, man.
Yeah, he's very. Put it this way, I know that he's going to comment because even though he does a show, he listens to ours.
Yeah, he's like, on another show at this time, but he listens to us like, while he's working.
We'll mention him on the air during our show, and within 30 seconds, there'll be a tweet from him that'll end with hashtag Wigs out, and it'll have some weird GIF attached to it that has nothing to do with anything. Like, I think they actually had to talk to him and sit him down and go, "You're on our show."
They did.
One of the funniest things happened to him too is like Bill found some old clips because Wiggy's always talking junk about how great he was. He found some old clips of Wiggy when he was playing at East Boston, like playing basketball, playing football, and he was actually playing quarterback in one of the games, and it was like the funniest stuff because he would like take the snap from the quarterback. He wouldn't drop back, take the snap and stand straight up and hold the ball like this. and then like throw it to some dude. Like, he was like bigger than everybody on the team.
So Bill found these clips.
I don't know how he did it, man, but he found these clips and he showed them in the team meeting.
What does Wiggins do? Like, how does Wiggins take that?
More publicity for Wiggy. He probably loved it.
That's not the guy you want.
Yeah, he didn't want those on there, but you know, he was dogging the kids too, man. He was so much bigger than everybody. He showed some basketball clips of him playing basketball. Yo. And his game was pretty bad.
Oh, that's
not that I can talk about his basketball game, but my basketball game's not up to par either.
All right. Well, it's always fantastic to talk to you. Troy Brown is having a football town hall this Thursday night at Bar Louie at Patriot Plates with Narragansett Beer. He'll be with Mike Reese, and they'll have copies of their book, Patriot Pride. That's at 6:30 this Thursday.
And be telling all the Larry Izzo stories that you want.
Yes, indeed. I'm there for a man. Anybody that want to vent, too, you know, just can lay it on me. You want to vent about the game, I can take it, man, you know.
Yeah.
So I'm sure some people have some stuff to say. So you want to come on down and join us, man. We'll welcome you.
Hang on one second,
Are you part owner of Narragansett,
by the way? Yeah, I'm an investor in it, you know, so I'm investing in it, man. So I've been with them for a long time.
No kidding.
For a long time, man. So it's happy. You know, you got to get my hustle on, man, you know.
I don't have a job,
so I got to get out here and get it done, man.
All right, Zolak is on the line. Hello, okay. Scott Zolak.
Zolak's on the line?
Yeah.
Yeah, hey, what up, Troy? Big fan, man. Love all your big catches over the years. I want to hook your boy up with some free beer. Two things. When you were writing the book, did it feel like you were being interviewed by an Oompa Loompa? And can you tell the... Charlie White story that I've told before about.
No, I'll let you tell that one.
No, that's right. It's a
co-worker. Oh, yeah. I got to hear about breakfast.
Come on, Troy.
No, let Zolak tell it. Zolak tells it better than I do.
All right.
Come on, you work with him at Comcast. Everybody knows about it.
You tell him.
I wouldn't even go to Hooters and order the skinless wings, but he would order 50 of them.
Troy's looking at his watch.
Nah, I got to go now. I just got a job.
All right, Troy Brown, and everyone go out there to Bar Louie on Thursday night. Thank you so much for the time, sir. And, of course, a great broadcaster. Here's the CBS Sports Minute with Boomer Esiason. Brought to you by the Injury Law Center.
Do you like talking now?
Tutcher and Rich.
Open your mouth wide.
On 98.5, the Sports Hub.
We are Tutcher and Rich, the sex of the home run.
That was a little strange.
Especially those guys, they're giant.
We got to get Troy Brown in more. That was great. I could listen to him. The Izzo stuff's funny, but the Wiggy stuff. Wiggy made a jacket that said, like, the King of East Boston. Is that what he said?
In West Virginia.
Like, when we, there was a time, like, where I was, you know, you moved somewhere else where I was sort of homesick, and I would talk about Detroit a lot, if you didn't notice. That's slowed down a little bit because now it's all normal there, and I feel like I have nothing to defend. But as much as I talked about Detroit, Wiggins talked about, I don't think I ever had a conversation with Wiggins where he did not talk about being from East Boston.
I know.
Like, as if it was some kind of, like, magical land. It's like, wow, you're close to the airport. Congratulations. There's that pizza place.
Yes.
But I did not. He went to Georgia, right?
Yeah,
yes.
He did. So he had to transfer.
Yes.
Oh, by the way, Phil Collin from Def Leppard, if you want to get Zolak excited, coming on at 9 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
By the way, in America, Animal was the first single. In Europe, Women was the first single in the United States.
I could tell you the order of all the singles that were on Def Leppard Hysteria.
All right, go ahead.
Okay, so number one, as you said, was Women. And then
which was like the worst song on the album.
Yeah, not a great song. I know it's a good song, but that's a great album. Women, it's a legit great album.
Women, lots good of on it. Pretty women.
And then it went Animal.
Yep.
And then after that, it went Love Bites.
Yep.
And then after Love Bites, it went Pour Some Sugar on Me.
Which saved the album.
It saved the album. Matter of fact, that album was so in debt that they had to sell 5 million copies to even make the money back. Because during that time, they got in a car accident. The drummer lost his arm. The money was racking up.
They had to fire a producer.
Yep. And after that, it was Love Bites. And then it went Rocket and then Armageddon. That had 7 singles on that album.
And nowadays, they would have killed that record after the first 3 songs didn't hit.
Oh, without a doubt. Without a doubt. And that's a band that still sounds good live. Like, they're pros. And they're going to be with Journey. that's a good concert. Journey and Def Leppard. And I think Cheap Trick's now opening it,
yes,
too.
Yes, they just added
Rick
them.
Rick Nielsen or whatever his name is from Cheap Trick is just going to be really disturbing.
Well, I know, because he's probably going to still go hyper like he does. And
I love, you know, Cheap Trick, but, like, he's got to be 70.
Oh, 70?
Who's the
Rick
lead singer?
No, he's
the guitarist.
Nielsen.
He's the guy who always had the weird guitars, the one that looked just like him. He would throw out like 58 picks into the audience. Yeah. He was, Cheap Trick's apparently a good live band, but that's going to be a decent show. So
Cheap Trick is a great band, but.
Close, 69.
Yeah.
Wow. Not bad.
Yes.
It's a very sexy age.
Well, no, not
just
not,
like just like home runs.
No, I let you be in that position, but your legs are to the side of me.
Well, this was interesting because we've been talking about Ray Allen skipping out on the jersey retirement, and the more I thought about it, the more it was just a dumber move. I mean, if he would have shown up, that everything would have been behind him. And you know what? There could have been a chance that maybe, just maybe, he might get his number retired. Because if you're going to retire Garnett's number,
I don't
think
they should.
You don't think they should retire Garnett?
No, under no circumstances. It's gotten ridiculous.
Well, I mean, there it's a ton of numbers retired, but
I mean, Pierce is obvious because he spent his career with the Celtics.
Lifetime Celtic, I get it, and his numbers are staggering.
No,
I
mean, Garnett, basically his prime was spent other place.
But here's the argument you could use for it being retired, is that he has better stats than a bunch of people who are up on those banners.
But to me, if you get your number retired, it's because it's like a lifetime of service. You have to, like, you have had to spend 90%, at least 95% of your career in the uniform.
Well, that hadn't happened with the Celtics. They've retired a whole bunch of numbers.
They retire everybody.
Like Don Nelson, for example.
Yeah, Don Nelson's number shouldn't be retired. And Cedric Maxwell is a fine gentleman and everything, but there's no reason in the world his number's retired.
Well, here's the thing.
People don't know who Cedric Maxwell is.
I think his number should certainly be retired.
No, you don't.
Number's 31.
Okay, let's put it this
way. That has nothing to do with it.
Growing up, I had no idea who Cedric Maxwell was. If Cedric Maxwell didn't do the broadcast with the Celtics, I would have no idea who he was.
Well, it's not important that you know who he is. It's important that Celtic fans knew who he was during the time and how much he contributed to championships.
Okay, so how much did he contribute to championships?
Well, I told you, he won the NBA Finals MVP in 81.
All right, so Chambers won the All-Star Game MVP.
It's a little different.
You think that you
winning
think
NBA Finals MVP, I think that's much different than All-Star Game MVP.
That gets your
MVP.
Number retired?
That gets your
Absolutely.
Number retired?
I think, well, I was he part of 84? Yes, he was part of 84 also and then got traded.
Okay, you really think that when you have a franchise as old as the Celtics, Cedric Maxwell's number should be retired?
Yes.
Oh, you're out of your mind.
Well, then you think Garnett's number should be retired.
Yes, I do.
Okay. So do you think Ray Allen's number should be retired?
No, I don't.
That's the tricky part.
That's different.
Like, if you retire Kevin Garnett's number, then Ray Allen, if you look at their numbers and how important he was to them winning that championship during that time, they are comparable.
Allen left under bad circumstances.
Well, once again, are we looking at just numbers?
Well,
then here's my point. If he would have come back and with open arms been there for Paul Pierce's retirement, don't you think that there was a chance then that they could retire Ray Allen's number?
There is a chance, but I don't think. I think ultimately the damage had been done. They already gave his number to Gordon Hayward. I think the administration has already made up its mind.
That's true. That is true.
I can't believe
coming back on that.
You think Cedric Maxwell's number should be retired?
Absolutely.
Then there's no value to it. Then they shouldn't even have a ceremony.
Part of the problem, or it's a good problem to have, is you are a player who had a lot to do with multiple championships.
He was on the team for 8 years.
Right.
For 2 years, he led the NBA in field goal percentage.
Yep. And unlike Allen, Max was traded. He didn't leave under bad circumstances.
He's not going to sniff the Hall of Fame.
No, he probably won't.
No, but not even be consideration for the Hall of Fame.
Fine.
But his number, so no one should wear 31 again because he was the MVP of an NBA Finals.
Won two championships with a team that had won multiple championships.
All right, so
Celtics
Bill
retired
Walton,
a lot of.
Does Bill Walton, should his number be retired?
Well, no, because it's Garnett's number.
No, but okay, but if it wasn't, should his number be retired? He was on a championship team.
Yes, he was. He was a bench player for a championship
team. Should Danny Ainge's number as a player be retired?
As a GM, it should.
What exactly are you going to raise to the rafters?
What's high?
Well, like Red Auerbach. You know, like Red Auerbach.
They retired a number in Red's
fair
set, number two.
And they should. And I guess an owner's number is retired.
Number one, Walter Brown.
Fair
yes.
enough.
I do like the tie idea.
But so Danny Ainge was a starter on a couple of NBA championship teams. Do you think his number should be retired?
No, because he was fifth or sixth most important player on that team. And he'll be the first to tell you that.
All right, Cedric Maxwell was what in the 84 team? What?
He was a starter,
okay.
If I remember right.
I don't think he was a starter in 84. Maybe he was. But I don't recall that.
Max's number should certainly be retired, as should Kevin Garnett's. Kevin Garnett's going right next to Pierce. That's what that empty box is for.
His number should be retired in Minnesota, not for the Celtics.
It will be. He's a Hall of Fame player that didn't win a championship in Minnesota, but did help, was a key part of a championship here.
All right, then you should just retire everyone's number.
They already have.
If you're on a championship team, your number should have been retired.
If you're an important player on a championship team. You can't say you can retire everybody's number, because think, since Larry Bird era to now, there's only two players whose numbers you could justify being retired, and that's being Paul Pierce and, of course, Kevin Garnett, if you want to throw him in there. I agree with you, it should be Kevin Garnett. But it does raise a question about Ray Allen and whether he would have ever had his number.
It's completely
the point is,
meaningless.
It doesn't matter.
But that's a pretty long stretch where you've only had two numbers being retired.
Yeah, well,
right.
I mean, that's how
right,
it
right.
goes.
They sucked.
Now, you can make an argument. The real argument is, should Reggie Lewis's number have been retired?
Well, that's because that was, I think, out of
that was emotion, something I mean, in the moment. Right. There was a lot of emotion involved. Right. Reggie
and,
never
and
was
and
a part of anything.
And nobody really has
didn't
a problem
play
with
for
that.
This team very long no, and died would, under suspicious circumstances.
Right, so that's exactly why his number was retired, because it was in
sure.
a groundswell of sadness.
I agree.
Right, but I mean, it's ridiculous. I think it's lost, with the Celtics especially, it's lost all its value. All of it.
Well, you can make it, I mean, unlike Don Nelson, Paul Pierce and Kevin Garnett were both great players.
Yes, but
and
Kevin
both
Garnett's,
were key parts of a championship.
See, that's all that matters to you. If you were a part of a championship team, then your number should be retired.
Not just a part, a key part. Okay, guys who were 7th and 8th players on teams didn't get the numbers retired.
So if I was a top 3 player in a championship team, my number should be retired.
For the Celtics? Yeah, probably.
Okay, so we should retire everyone's number who played in the 60s.
Well, Fred,
you did.
But the reason they have so many numbers retired, and I agree there are a couple people that shouldn't be up there, but the reason they have so many is because they won so many championships.
Yeah, okay.
More than anybody else.
John's,
so, I mean, you're going to have more numbers retired if your team is better than everyone else.
John's point of view, well, first of all, that's not necessarily the case, but John's, because you can have it to be very difficult to get your number retired. I mean, it's a choice that you make. I mean, championships are nice, but I mean, if you say you're a transcendent player, you're someone who, in the history of our franchise, look at the Bruins. Look at the numbers that they have retired, mm-hmm. and they've been around for over 100 years.
Yep.
So, I mean, there is a certain class of player you have to get your number retired. But to your point is then, if you were a top 3 player on a championship team, your number should be retired.
Then Ray Allen should be retired.
That's according to John, yes.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. If that's your justification, then Ray Allen should have his number retired.
There are exceptions to the rule. And
no.
I think yes, there are.
No, there are exceptions. Then Rondo should be retired.
No.
Absolutely.
No.
Then if you're going to skip over Ray Allen, then you go to Rondo.
No, well, how about neither? Rondo, you really think, now look, you don't think Rondo's number should be retired.
No, of course
right.
not. No.
Rondo's number should not be retired.
No, but
he wasn't a top 3 player on that team.
He
either.
Was Cedric Maxwell on that team.
Yes, he was. Oh, no. No, he was
George,
not.
George, go ahead.
Hey, guys, how you doing?
What's up, George?
I agree with Spencer. It's ridiculous. They retire everybody's number now, and there's absolutely no reason. As much as I love KG, there's no reason to retire his number. He won a championship, and he was huge in it, but it's like MVP now. Everybody, it's a popularity contest.
Yeah, so, it would be like, I'm trying to think of someone who came in and, it'd be like Robert Horry, then, should have his number retired in 15 places.
That's your big shot, Bob.
Yeah.
Yep.
I mean, his number should be retired.
Amazing it hasn't happened yet.
I'm trying to think of mercenaries who came onto teams and won championships with them.
And just went
Sam
nuts.
Cassell.
Jason Terry for the Mavericks.
There you go.
You know? Berea.
J.J. Berea.
J.J. Berea. Right,
sure.
Or who is the guy from Australia who helped LeBron James win the championship? Dellavedova.
Oh, God.
Just retire that. Although, you know what? They could probably use a few numbers to be retired over there in Cleveland.
Yeah. I mean, they're not very good. All right.
But by the way, Paul Pierce, when we after the headlines, Paul Pierce commented on Ray Allen not showing up to his retirement ceremony. We have all of that.
All right, by the way, I'm looking at the Pistons, and they have a couple of shaky guys as well.
I think probably every team's got a couple. Maybe
Ben Wallace and Chauncey Billups.
Ben Wallace's number is retired.
Yeah, I don't know why they did
that. I can understand Billups.
I don't understand Billups either. I mean, he was one championship, three-time All-Star. I think you have to at least be a Hall of Famer to have your number retired.
Well, in that case,
I kind of agree with that.
Yes, of course.
Yeah. Does it matter how many teams you play with?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, absolutely. You should be at least 95% of your career in the uniform, and you should be a Hall of Famer.
See, I think if you win a championship with that team, it qualifies you to have your number retired.
So
if you're a Hall of Famer.
Kevin Garnett.
Dude, I told you I believe Kevin Garnett should have number retired.
I am fully on the other side. All right, here are the headlines.
You're listening to Toucher and Rich, 98.5 Sports Hub.
98.5 The Sports Hub. We're Toucher and Rich before 9 o'clock this morning. Listen up for your chance to score a pair of tickets to this Thursday sold out. I keep forgetting this is happening. This Thursday sold out Pucks and Paddles event featuring your Boston Bruins. Now, I'll ask this question that is, I don't even know why I ask you, but what is the second most successful franchise in basketball history?
Lakers.
Okay. Here are the numbers they have retired. Wilt Chamberlain, Elgin Baylor, Kobe Bryant, Gail Goodrich, Magic, Kareem, Shaquille O'Neal, James Worthy, Jerry West, and Jamal Wilkes. I mean, that's like there's no if.
Wilkes is the only one.
Yeah,
Wilkes is the only one. I haven't looked at his numbers.
Okay, fine. Wilkes, fine. I'll give you Wilkes, but he's the
Celtics
only one.
No, the Celtics have many more of those, but yeah, out of all of those, Jamal Wilkes is the only one you can look at and go, really?
Yeah. He was with the Lakers.
I'm sure there are Lakers fans out there. Jamal Wilkes, a key component of all I remember is he shot the ball really strange.
Yeah. He was the Markelle Fultz of
right.
of the times. All right. Rich, Ray Allen did not come to the Paul Pierce retirement ceremony.
Not only did he not show up, but he tweeted out a photo of him playing golf with George Lopez on the same day that this was happening. And I know some people were like, well, maybe he's just oblivious to what was actually going on. Well, first of all, no. I guarantee you that's not the case. He's extremely petty. He listens to everything. His ears burn every time anyone talks about him, it seems like. The other thing is that when LeBron James hit that scoring marker, I forget how many points it was, but it was the one where LeBron like thanked himself and congratulated himself. That happened like 3 weeks ago.
Is it 30 grand? Might have been 30,000.
It might have been. But yeah. Either way, Ray Allen posted this like three paragraph long thing to how great LeBron James is and what a good friend he is. But when Paul Pierce gets his number retired, radio silence. So we were saying how yesterday he blew just the best chance to get back in the graces of not only the Celtics themselves, but Celtics fans. And whether or not you believe his number would be retired, it definitely is not going to get retired now. I mean, you can't retire the guy's number, even if you believe he has the statistics.
And someone else is already wearing it.
But either way, it's like if you believe that there was any sort of chance that they would honor Ray Allen in any sort of way, he blew it. So here is Paul Pierce yesterday on ESPN being asked about Ray missing out and playing golf.
Now, I'm more upset that the other Allen wasn't there, Tony Allen, my young guy, Tony.
Where you at, Tony? Hey, where you at? Baby, we heard you were in Boston.
Big Baby was in Boston. So,
really?
You know, these are guys that I talk to all every week. So I'm more upset at the other Allen because was just waived. He's at home.
Right.
He could have been here. He could have been here today.
I thought you and Ray, though, kind of quashed things.
No, we did.
This
but,
year.
You know, you... A lot of guys weren't there.
Okay.
You know, and he lives where? Miami?
One
you know, I don't know.
Orlando, that's where he got in trouble.
I told you, he's Luxembourg.
He is. I don't have no problem with that. He's Switzerland.
Yeah, you're Switzerland. You're Luxembourg. And like I said, KG is North Korea, man. You cross that line, you are never coming back.
Right. I do like how Pierce is just like, man, you know, whatever.
But, I just like that. I wonder if Davis could have gotten a ticket if he wanted it.
I was just going to say, he talks to Big Baby every day. How does that go?
Even if he does, like... You know, that's a game a lot of people want to go to. It's the Cavs. It's the retirement ceremony. Are we sure that Glenn Davis gets a ticket?
Well, they included Glenn Davis on that big reunion thing. Where's Eddie House?
But that was
that's who I want to see. What's Eddie House up to? He was randomly at a game a while back.
House is doing like color commentary for I think the Phoenix Suns or something.
Is he real? Good,
I gotta double check it, but I think he's doing radio.
I'm wondering if Glenn Davis can get a ticket.
Apparently not, because he's in Boston. I guess he showed up probably expecting to go. There's no way
they wouldn't let him in. Dude,
get out of here. Still punking him. Like, you know, Kevin Garnett said, yeah, I got your tickets. At the end of the day, they don't leave him at the gate.
Well, like, let's see what's worth it. This is like, how much do you think it is for a seat behind the basket?
My God. Do you know that for that game, the seats up in the nosebleeds were going for $450 a seat?
Face value, though. What do you think it costs to be on the court?
I'm not kidding you. I wouldn't know. I've never even sniffed that area.
Say it's $1,500. Is it worth giving up $1,500 to have Glenn Davis there?
We have to buy two seats.
Right. You got one for him and one for his pizza.
Well, he did like to crush pies back in the locker room from everything that we're hearing.
Right.
But yeah, so it's funny. I mean, if you want to take a look at KG and whether or not his number should be retired, listen, he was here for six seasons. He was an all-star for five of them. He was a major reason they won a championship. And to be quite honest, there's been a dry spell ever since Larry Bird's era and now. So if you're going to retire two numbers within that span, I can't think of two better numbers to do it with.
There should be giant dry spells between retiring of numbers. That's the idea.
No, there was.
But that's not an excuse to just start retiring more numbers.
I think it all has to do with the championship.
And KG, and also KG that changed was the culture. He changed the culture of this team.
That's the difference.
And they won one championship, and then he went about his business.
And that's correct. That's correct. The Celtics won a bunch of championships from 1960 to 1976. And they retired a whole bunch of numbers for players who participated during that span. And then there was a period of time where it didn't happen. And then you had the Bird,
McHale, and Parrish. Dennis Johnson, Parrish, and
DJ,
Maxwell.
DJ was here for how long? DJ was here for six, 7 years?
But Dan's telling me in my ear, too, but you've retired five numbers from one basically run.
Mm-hmm.
That's ridiculous.
DJ's a Hall of Famer. He was here for 5 years, participating.
His number shouldn't be retired.
Yeah, but it is.
Well, really, John?
Yes.
So you're stating a fact. You know...
That's why Kevin Garnett is going to have his number retired.
You know, water, it's made of H2O, is what they call it in science.
Yes, I've heard.
I mean, five guys from one stretch of championships is ludicrous.
Even if four of them were Hall of Famers?
Yes, because they didn't spend their careers here. They didn't spend, I mean, Dennis Johnson was here for 5 years. Didn't he win a title in Seattle?
Yeah, I think he did win one.
Yeah. Yes. So there
you
go.
Mid-70s, yeah.
I mean, if you're the Timberwolves that were an expansion franchise and Kevin Garnett was your only ticket in town for all those years, then I'd retire his number.
Well, I mean, I think that you could justify him having more of a reason to get retired here, seeing that he won a championship.
He was the first marquee player for that franchise.
That I don't agree with. I mean, if you think of Kevin Garnett, the first thing you think of is Timberwolves.
Yes.
I think. If you're the casual NBA fan and you put the Boston bias aside, everyone remembers him as a high school kid with the Timberwolves and setting all kinds of records, but having these monster seasons for like six, 7 years
all
in
right,
a row.
All right, so then should Chris Ball's number be retired for the Pelicans? Because he played New Orleans and he was like one of the big draws?
No, but he was here for 10 years.
No, he didn't. First of all, he didn't win a championship. And second of all,
the Timberwolves win a championship?
He didn't put up numbers the way Garnett did.
No, Garnett was the. And Paul wasn't a superstar like Garnett when he was. Garnett.
He was pretty transcendent. I mean, he was a star.
Not the way KG was.
Not the way. No. Not
then
the
let's
way.
Say Anthony Davis leaves. Should Anthony Davis's number be retired there?
If he plays there for 10 years, yeah.
No, I think if he continues and is not traded this offseason to the Celtics, I think if he continues the way he's playing right now and lasts another four or five seasons, regardless of what he does for the rest of his career, his number will be retired by the Pelicans.
Absolutely. I mean,
Davis is putting up KG numbers.
Do you think that Kevin Durant's number should be retired in Golden State?
It depends how long he stays.
Agreed. Okay, let's say 2 more years.
Did he win 2 more championships?
One more championship.
Kevin Garnett was with the Timberwolves for 12 years.
Yep.
I mean, come on, give me a break. Don't compare him and Chris Paul. If Durant stays, this is his second year on the team. I mean, if he stays for, 8-9 years.
Or
seven,
if he
eight,
stays,
nine.
Suppose Golden State goes on this great run with Durant, and they win 2 or 3 more in a row, and Durant has everything to do with that. I don't care if he's there for 3 or 4 years and wins 3 championships, then you retire his number.
3 years. I don't know.
It's unprecedented success.
I do like what a caller asked earlier. Do you retire Tim Thomas's number?
No.
No.
Bruins, now, again,
the standard's
different standards. I mean, the Bruins have, what, six? Six retired?
I have to top of my head. I don't know. I know.
I'm trying
Neely,
to remember.
Neely,
maybe
Bork,
it's more.
Or Boychuk or
Milch. Boychuk?
Not Boychuk. Bork.
Bork.
Yeah.
Okay.
Bork.
I thought you said Bork and then Boychuk. That's why I was
I'm sorry. Busick. Yeah. I don't know why I said
Busick. Milch Schmidt.
Esposito.
Mm-hmm.
And then another old guy.
Yes.
Dan's telling me his name's Clapper?
I don't know.
Dick Clapper.
Yes.
Tim Thomas, is it just because it let the bad taste in your mouth the way
no.
it went out?
No, nothing to do with it.
No, he wasn't here. He
stole that Stanley Cup run.
He did.
He played well for
different
Stanley
standards,
Cup
different
run.
Different standards. Busick was here for like 27 years.
Should Buddy Biancalanca or Bian... Should he be a...
Buddy Biancalana?
Should his number...
Kansas City Royals shortstop? Should 1980?
Should his number be retired by
know.
The...
No. Probably not.
Should David Eckstein's number... I think he was MVP of that series.
Was he really?
Well, David Eckstein was MVP of a World Series for the Cardinals.
The answer is no.
Yes, his number should not be retired. No. Absolutely not.
Well, now we're running far afield here.
Well, no, I'm giving you examples of guys.
Is Terry O'Reilly's number retired?
Yes,
I believe
it is. Neil, go ahead.
Hey, what's up, Fred?
Hey.
Hey, Dennis Johnson was one of the greatest point guards of all time, man.
Yeah, he's a Hall of Famer.
One of the greatest defensive point guards of all time.
Yes, and he's a Hall of Famer and deservedly so, but he wasn't with the team long enough, in my opinion, to have his number retired.
7 years, 2 championships. He was part of one of the greatest plays of all time when Bird stole the ball from
He didn't do anything there but make a layup. I could have made that shot.
Yeah? Really?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
I make that shot 10 times out of 10. I mean, Bird's the hero there. No, Dennis Johnson, I don't think his number should be retired, but I think that it should be more difficult than making the Hall of Fame. I think that it requires you to...
And for years, it was impossible to get your number retired by the Red Sox. I mean, they were 4 numbers up there for many, 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 many years.
And you can say what you will, but Carlton Fisk wasn't that great.
Ugh.
But what if a yeoman comes in and helps you win a championship? Johnny Gomes.
That's right. Yeah.
Get that retire number that retired. Jacket, man. Put that on the facade.
It's a mercenary.
Just name the dirt in the infield after him because he was a dirt dog. Buddy Biancalana. He did Letterman after the...
Oh, there was a war between the two of them. Letterman made like 80,000 jokes about him.
Oh, by the way, Bergeron,
how useless he was.
Bergeron and Chara. Definitely
yes.
Bergeron and Chara. Yeah.
Yes, both of them. Yes. Absolutely.
Give me a break.
I mean, people were asking. I'm saying, yeah, of course.
Bergeron's rafters. Bergeron's going to have spent his entire career here. He's going to be a Hall of Famer, I believe.
Going to get a job in the front office when he retires.
Yeah, he's like lifer. I mean, that's a no-brainer.
He'll replace Neely as the president of operations for the state.
He deserves to be in the rafters more than Neely does. And also, Chara's been here forever now. Now Chara's identified as a Bruin.
Yep.
And he's going to play after this season, too, for the Bruins.
Hall of Famer.
He's earned it.
Sure.
Yeah. Caller number 10 right now. But out of this group... Those are the two certainties. And then you'll have to see about Marchand.
How about Jágr? He was here,
I just think Jágr just have the league retire his number.
No one ever could wear 68.
Just a jockstrap in the city.
I heard and everyone raise it at once.
A jockstrap with all these bras attached
to
it.
That's right.
The disco ball.
Yeah. Or a plaster cast. A plaster cast of his penis. We just raised into the thing.
In every woman's bedroom.
And should just say
all across every town that he's been in.
Puffed ups, number 3. 2 testes in the penis. Car number 10 right now to the Pride Motor Group contest line 617-931-0985. We'll score a pair of tickets to this Thursday's sold-out Pucks and Paddles event featuring the Bruins.